Hello and welcome to Credio's Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 27th of September. Five Bosnian nuns who were kidnapped and killed in 1941 have been beatified. The prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints, Cardinal Angelo Amato, presided at the beatification of the five daughters of Divine Charity. Their names were Maria Yula Ivanisevic, Maria Berkmana Ladenix, Maria Krizina Borjanc, Marina Antonia Fabjan, and Maria Bernadetta Banja. In 1911, the nuns lived in a convent near Sarajevo in the town of Pale. They ran an elementary school until it was closed in 1919. In 1927, they began teaching catechism at the region's schools, earning respect even from the Orthodox community as well. On the 11th of December 1941, a group of Serbian militants attacked the convent where the nuns were living. They were kidnapped together with a Slovenian priest. The convent was sacked and burned. The militants forced them to walk 40 miles in the freezing snow over 4 days without adequate clothing. They were continually insulted and subjected to intense interrogation. Sister Maria Azana Krajasic of the Daughters of Divine Charity recounted in the L'Osservatore Romano newspaper this week that they were continually insulted and subjected to intense interrogation. She said none of them complained, they didn't ask for any concessions, they were silent and in constant prayer. Halfway through their journey, the Serbs abandoned 76-year-old Sister Maria Berkmana Ladenix. She was later murdered on the 23rd of December. The other four sisters were taken to an outpost in Gorazde. On the 15th of December, a group of militants attempted to rape them, but none of them gave in despite being threatened with death. According to author Father Anto Bakovic, the sisters shouted, "We prefer death over what you want." The attempted sexual assault continued for over an hour. When the Serbs began to get violent, the sisters tried to flee. They prayed to Jesus and one by one jumped out of a window on the second floor of the barracks. Injured and exhausted after the jump, they tried to stand up and flee, but they were stabbed and dragged to the banks of the Drina River. In the spring of 1942, two sisters of the Congregation of Sarajevo attempted to locate the tomb of Sister Maria Berkmana, but they were unable to find it. Sister Krajasic recalled that the news of the deaths of the five sisters spread quickly over Sarajevo. Even though it was a time of war, the people remembered them and prayed to the martyrs of Drina, as they were called, for their intercession. Their story is now recounted in the book The Martyrs of Drina, written by Father Bakovic. LifeSiteNews.com reports that the eyes of pro-life activists around the world this week are trained on Mexico as the Mexican Supreme Court deliberates on a case that's been called the Roe v. Wade of Mexico. The court is expected to issue a decision by Wednesday on the constitutionality of two amendments that explicitly protect the rights of the unborn that were passed into the constitutions of two Mexican states. Similar amendments have been passed in a total of 18 Mexican states. The judge who penned the proposed verdict on the pro-life amendments has reportedly opposed them. A full-page open letter ad in Mexico's largest newspaper, El Universal, was taken out by 36 state and federal legislators last week, urging the Mexican Supreme Court to respect the democratic process. Just a week prior to this publication, 50 non-profit organizations published a similar ad defending the personhood amendments. The Mexican state personhood amendments were passed with the overwhelming support of 88% of the members of state legislatures. The proposed verdict, which is not in its final form, must be ratified by 8 of the court's 11 justices to take effect. A suicide bomber attacked a packed Indonesian church yesterday, wounding at least 27 people, some critically. The bomb exploded at the end of a service at the Bethel Injil Church in the city of Solo in central Java, according to AFP. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said the bomber was part of a network based in Cirebon, 300 kilometres east of Jakarta. He condemned the attack and said he had called for a thorough investigation to find out more on this group, including who funds and leads them. Even though the Pope just got back from his four-day trip to Germany, his eyes are already set on his next international trip to Africa. From November the 18th till the 20th, the Pope will visit the country of Benin to meet with African bishops. 2 years ago, their synod took place, so during his visit, the Pope plans to deliver the post-synodal exhortation to the group, which will use it as a guide in the coming years. During his visit, the Pope will celebrate the 150th anniversary of Benin's evangelization. He will also honour the life and work of local Cardinal Bernardin Gantin, who served as the Dean of the College of Cardinals for much of John Paul II's pontificate. The BBC has defended a decision to drop the terms BC and AD in preference of CE and BCE, despite criticism from bishops. Akhil Ahmed, head of the BBC's Religion and Ethics Department, said of the decision, "It is appropriate that we do not offend or alienate non-Christians." Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Westminster said, "I think most people would be happy with the traditional dating system, which has served us well for 1,500 years." Anglican Bishop Michael Nazir Ali called the move a dumbing down of the Christian basis of our culture. And finally, a delegation of religious leaders from South Korea, led by Catholic Archbishop Kim Hee-jung of Gwangju, last week made a historic four-day visit to North Korea, one of the world's most closed regimes. The delegation, Korean Conference of Religions for Peace, included Catholic, Protestant, Buddhist, Confucian, and other faith groups. Before leaving, the Archbishop read out a joint statement saying that as religious leaders in both Koreas sought peace, we hope that the minds of the two Koreas will become united in our pursuit of reunification and reconciliation. And that's it for today's update. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of the streaming today, and we'll be with you again tomorrow. Have a great day. God bless.